Well, we're going to see a new jockey come to Sydney and start early next week. It's none other than Tom Sadler, and he's joining us on Racing HQ. Morning to you, Tom.
Morning, Andrew. How are you going?
Yeah, very well, mate. Great story, this one that came out on social media late yesterday. You're coming up for an indefinite period to ride for the Waterhouse Bot Stable.
Yeah, very exciting to announce it yesterday afternoon. Super chuffed to have been offered such a position, and I'd met with Gay 2 Mondays ago and had to and Gay and Adrian were very understanding, but I had to run it by my two main supporters in Greg Urell and obviously John Sadler, and they were more than supportive and felt that it was an opportunity too good to be missed, and hopefully I can take it with both hands and make the most of it.
Mate, it's just a great opportunity. The quality of horse, but the expertise, particularly from Gay, that she's aided so many jockeys now.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, her record speaks for herself with jockeys, and it continues to do so. And I've really enjoyed having a relationship with their Flemington stable, and I've got a lot to thank Roger Elliott for. He was the one that got me in and started riding work, and fortunately enough, I owe a big thanks to Scott Lee, who I rode at Warrnambool, and he got up for me. So my strike rate for Gay is 100% at the moment, and we'll see if we can keep that going for as long as it can. But I've really enjoyed speaking frequently to Gay after I ride her horses, and I've really enjoyed the relationship with Adrian too. And they've both been fantastic and very supportive and very understanding with all the moves I've had to make before I can really confirm the decision. And I was really excited to call both of them and tell them that I was taking up their offer yesterday.
Yeah, fantastic. You start on Monday, mate. You probably want it to be today.
Well, I'd say if it was up to Gay, it'd be last week. But obviously there are a few hoops to jump through, and you know, I can't just up and leave. But, yeah, it's something that I'm really looking forward to getting into. It's obviously quite a daunting task because it's all there for you and there's nowhere to hide, and the work rate will be... the work rate will be really intense, but it's a real challenge that I'm looking forward to, and I think that it's something that if I can take on board, and if I'm up for the challenge, which I believe I am, I feel that it'll be a real message to the racing public, both in Victoria and New South Wales, that I'm the sort of rider that is really up for the challenge and can really really grow and make the most of the opportunities that I'm given.
And just on that, I mean, you've been based out of Victoria for a good portion, obviously, of your life as a rider with your father, and you mentioned Greg Urell currently. I mean, do you feel, I know what you've just said about the challenge of this job, but do you feel you also need something to reignite your riding career?
I think so. I mean, I've really enjoyed the transition from being an apprentice to being a senior, and I think that I definitely couldn't have done it without the support of Greg and John. But I mean, you know, a change is as good as a holiday, and I think timing and opportunity are two things that when they come together, it can be the makings of you. And you know, I think to grow, you have to go outside of your comfort zone, and obviously being here for being based in Melbourne and being based at those stables for such a long period of time, it's almost my second home. So, you know, going to Gays and being in such a different environment and really throwing myself in the deep end, it'll be sink or swim, but I'm hoping that I'm a pretty good swimmer and it can all work out for the best.
Okay, so you start on Monday and it's down to business, obviously, and track work, and you'll be taking rides, you'll be getting stuck into there, mate. Will you still maintain your same manager?
I won't. No, I had a chat to him yesterday, and Lachlan Weekly, who's a terrific manager down here, he has Linda Meach, who obviously broke the female record for the most winners in the season last year. He's been terrific for me, and we both decided that the best thing to do would be getting a manager that knows Sydney well, has a good rapport with the trainers, and also maybe someone that has a Sydney jockey that you could bounce off. So nothing's locked in there. Adrian and Gay are helping work with that. But at the moment, I'll just be working very closely with Gay and Adrian as far as that goes. And obviously sort of watch this space as far as the manager situation goes.
Understand. Well, mate, it's a great news, as I say, that was released regarding you. You start with the Gabe Waterhouse, Adrian Botstable from Monday. And obviously, here on Sky, we'll be talking to you a great deal, we hope, about rides coming up and victories as well, Tom. Thanks for your time this morning, mate.
No, thanks very much for giving me the opportunity to speak to you, Andrew.
Good on you, Tom. Tom Sadler joining us there, as I say, joining the Waterhouse Adrian Botstable from Monday.